Mr. Wagner?
Yes, sir.
I talked to you, mentioned the other day about this steam plant. Are there any possibilities of our ever getting in the TVA program in the near future, steam plant up in eastern Kentucky?
Well, Mr. President, the one of the problems now, as you know, is that we've had this cutback on the Atomic Energy Commission. And the plants that we have in that area now, we have a new one under construction, by the way. We've deferred it for a year, and there is a possibility that ultimately we would have, but I think that the possibility of it any time soon is probably not good. Let me say, however, that I think there are things that can be done in East Kentucky that would be more useful than to build a steam plant there. That is, in putting people to work, that sort of thing.
Oh, for France?
Well, I think that the development of the water resource, you will remember when TVA started building Norris Dam. Now, this not only began to put low-cost power in the area and flood control, but it put some of the people to work who were no more qualified to build dams at that time than the East Kentucky people are now. And this began to give us a skilled labor force, a trained labor force in the Tennessee Valley. We did this work, as you will recall, by force account. And it not only built the dam and gave us the skilled labor force, but it gave the people a spirit of hope. They could see they were building something that would be useful in the area. But I'm not intimately familiar with the problems of water resource development in the parts of Appalachia outside the Tennessee Valley. I really think that water resource development projects of that kind could do the same thing there. Another thing is work with the forestry resource to build up the potential of forest, and fairly early you can find industries that will use wood. That we've done this in the Tennessee Valley, and this is building on the resources that are there. Now, those are a couple of things. As you do them, we generally work with the people. We involve the county governments, the local governments, in the leadership of the area, and you get them at work on a program that they believe in, that they think is going somewhere, and this is the first thing that you can do for them. And I think in East Kentucky some of this could be done. I'm not so familiar with some of the other parts of the area. If there are any opportunities for agricultural development, I think the Appalachian Report talks about a pasture program. This is one of the things that was done in East Tennessee. And as you may know, the people in our area, at least, are way below national standards on consumption of red meat. So that if you can get pastures which will produce beef cattle, you start to produce the feed that will the feed that will produce your beef cattle, and it will feed the people. Another thing, which I'm sure is unpopular in some quarters, but which we have found to be vital, is low-cost electricity for the people from whatever source it comes. This has been a keystone in our building. It lets you get refrigeration in the homes, which improves health problems. It lets you get home freezers, which improves diet. If you have an opportunity for dairying, it gets you pumped water, it gets you refrigeration, which lets you make a change into dairying. Now, again, let me say I'm not sure to what extent that's feasible.
How much TVA do you have in eastern Kentucky?
Not very much, Mr. President, and it was fenced out, as you will recall, in this 1959 amendment. There are a few isolated spots in East Kentucky. We get a little more into West Kentucky. But this troubled area, we've had people come to us from some of those Kentucky towns and say they'd like to have TVA power, and we have to tell them, regretfully, that we can't provide it. Now, if it can't be TVA power, low-cost power from whatever source might make sense. There may be some ways of working.
Who supplies that power area?
Kentucky Utilities provides most of it, and I would say to you, just a long-time friend of this kind of a movement, that they're one of the roughest utilities in the United States.
Are old bond share?
I don't know whether they're tied in with the old electric bond and share or not. I don't believe so. But they just frankly regard every consumer of electricity as a point for them to exploit. They think they have a right to just bleed so much out of each one of their customers. And, they fight to the last ditch any effort to get low-cost power in there. We have at least two lawsuits going with them now.
Well, I hope I get a chance to visit with you in the days ahead a little more, because I like the way you talk, and
I would love to do that. I understand you're going to get to Knoxville. Now you will fly over some of this area. Going down, you fly over the upper end of the Tennessee Valley. You can see some of the changes that have been made there. I've tried to get a hold of Bill Moyers. I didn't know where to start, and also with John Sweeney, if it would be helpful to you, I would be glad to ride with you. Now, Mr.
Yeah,
President, I'm not projecting myself. I don't want
to. I would like for you to. I don't know where to meet. Let me see if Bill's come back from dinner. If he is, I'll just see you right now in just a second.
All right.
Bill's not here, but he's out to dinner, but I'm sending from a schedule, and I'll see where you might be able to meet us.
Well, I'm, as you may know, I'm in Washington now.
Could you go with us on the whole trip?
I could certainly fly with you to Knoxville. I can do whatever you would like.
Well, here's what we do, though. See, we depart the White House at 8:10.
Mm-hmm.
Arrived Cumberland yesterday. Cumberland at 8:09.
Mm-hmm.
Martinsburg, West Virginia at 11:05. Columbus, Ohio at 11:10. Athens, 11:50.
Athens,
Ohio.
Ohio.
Knoxville, Tennessee at 2:30.
Go to Knoxville from Athens.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm not sure what you'd fly over, but you'd fly over at least a part of the valley, and
we go by motorcade to Urban and Hill area in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
The president visits poor white family in the slum area and discuss their problem, what the Poverty Appalachia program would do to their better their lot. We'll then proceed to the new Civic Center auditorium built with Urban and Hill funds, capacity 6,200. It'll be briefed by Governor Clements and Knoxville leaders on the Urban Renewal Program steps taken to remedy the poverty situation in Knoxville.
Yes.
Then motor downtown business section Knoxville speak on courthouse steps. We'll then return to the Knoxville Airport. 4:10 depart Knoxville, arrive Seymour Johnson Airport, Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Well, now I could go with you to Knoxville. I would. There's nothing that I would have to say or to contribute until you get over the Tennessee Valley, and then I would be glad to show you, assuming we have clear weather from the air, some of the changes that have taken place. You could see some of the dams, and I can show you developments along the way that have taken place in the Tennessee Valley.
If you get in touch with Bill tomorrow and tell him that I'd like you to go, and we'll work it out Thursday, and maybe you can do a little planning for me somewhere in eastern Kentucky, see what we can do up there to get me started off.
I'll be glad to do that, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.